Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and, with any luck, a little wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querens, journeyers, lightworkers, lightbearers, spiritual empaths, shamans, all sorts of names, and that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with other light-minded people, and join in the love, the light, the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits are lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller today, sitting in for the ailing Jeannie. Jeannie, by the way, just so nobody, you know, gets really, really upset or worries horribly, Jeannie is waiting on a hip replacement, so she's she's medicated in for the pain and kind of forgets where she's going now and then. So Deb is sitting in until Jeannie has a clear head again. We welcome you in, and we hope that you'll add your lights to ours and increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. Deb's in the chat room. So if you have a question, she's the one that you kind of dial into. I don't multitask that well, so if you actually want an answer, she's the one that you should look at and call to. Ken Quiet Hawk, that amazing voice, can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about his amazing voice and his work. I can be found at barbaradelong.com, and our special guest today, Grant Collier, who is absent without leave, but we are trying hard to make the connection with him, can be found at Grant. I had it written down here. As the, you know, he can be found at grantcollier.co.uk. Can't read my own handwriting. I must be getting older. I must need more glasses, that's for sure. But before we get involved with readings, I want to share with you some special shows that I highly recommend to those who are seeking spiritual surroundings. With so many shows on Blog Talk Radio, it's hard to decide where you want to share your time, where you want to invest your energy, where you want to put your spirit. And the shows that I'm going to recommend, I have them written down here on scraps of paper because I'm in a different place than usual for doing the show. Creative problems with computers today. I'll try to remember as many as I can. The one that's very important is, of course, Ray's show, which is Hawk's Nest. That can be found at the Wolf and the Bear Network. I think he's on hiatus for the summer, but he will be coming back. And when he does come back, please don't miss his show. It is an amazingly lovely show. If you have an addiction to the radio shows of the 30s and 40s, as do I, that is an amazing show to catch. You will find yourself taken back in time and truly, truly transfixed and enamored of the times that are no longer. It's a wonderful, wonderful show, and I highly recommend it. His partner in crime, Deborah, has her show on at 1 o'clock usually on the same days, and she is also on the Wolf and the Bear Network. Renee Richards, who I endorse entirely and think is an absolutely fantastic medium, you can find her at Renee Richards Medium, and that's at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, and Tuesdays and Fridays she does teaching on Tuesdays, and Fridays she does readings. Bite Radio Me, another amazing radio show. You're going to have to look for the times on Blog Talk Radio because all of us change our times all over the place. And Paranormal Radio with Corrine de Winter. Where else do I want to send you? Oh, of course, 10 o'clock every night, 10 to 12, without fail, is Curious Times with Chris, the host. She is an amazing lady, as she opens her show up to people who are learning how to read, that are getting into reading newly. She has amateur nights, and then she has experts I'm an old-timer, I guess is a better way to put it, an old-timer like me on I Do Sunday Nights. Christina Nelson does Monday nights. She has a wonderful list of people she brings on. It's a very exciting show, and it's a place to sort of put your feet up, let your hair down, and eat bonbons by the fire and be totally entertained by some of the craziness that does go on that show. It's a wonderful show. And the reason I recommend shows to you is because there are so many out there, and it's very, very hard to find shows that have, in my opinion, the kind of spiritual energy that I would want to invest my time and energy in, that I would want to listen to, that I would want to be entertained by. So, make your own list. Certainly I'm trying to save you a little bit of time and tell you where the really cool stuff is. There are a lot of other shows out there. I haven't listened to all of them. So I as I expand my list and actually next week I will be upstairs where I can, you know, get my list out and give you all of the different shows that I recommend. It's an exciting thing being able to touch into and tap into people who are spiritually oriented and who are facilitating, giving you information from spirit. It's just that there's so many out there that, you kind of don't know exactly where you want to put your energy. A word of caution, though, if you do drop in on a show that you've never been in on before, before you call up and before you put your energy into it, do listen and listen to how the people are talked to and the kinds of readings that are given, because that's the way you can determine whether or not it's a place you want to put your energy. When you are calling in for a reading, please understand that, you are opening yourself up to another person, and you want to make sure that they're credible, that they're authentic, and that they're giving good spiritual sound advice. So please listen first before you subject yourself to someone. There are people out there that with varying degrees of expertise and with varying degrees of spirituality, and I'm one of those that really hopes that your spiritual journey doesn't have any bumps in the road. But you know, speaking as one who has bumped along a road every now and then, I would love to be able to pass on my experiences with you, not the nitty gritty, but just the fact that I've learned stuff here and there, and that you know, if you can benefit from my disasters, all the more better. My guest today is Grant Collier, and he is an amazingly fabulous, absolutely wonderful, delightful man. He's a gentleman and a gentleman, and he is a medium from Great Britain. He's been in the field for a very long time, decades and decades, and he has an amazing wealth of knowledge, and he Deb is trying to get a hold of me, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that without actually seeming to be unprofessional. I kind of don't think I can do that. So if you'll just hang in there while Deb and I try to connect to each other. Huh. I'm pretty sure I had her in the chat room, but I don't see her there. So that was probably her trying to call me a minute ago that I ignored. See, I told you I didn't pay attention when the show was on. Let me see how to do this. I'm not as expert as I'd like to be with all of this, because unless she calls into the show, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure we're both back.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a nice trip?
It was amazing.
I disappeared somewhere.
Wow. I was figuring I had at least 5 more minutes in which I could double talk, and then I was going to have to start reading.
I'm here now. I don't know where I went to. Disappeared and then come back again.
Well, you know, traveling across the Atlantic is usually not as easy as some people think, especially when you're trying to do it over Skype. So I'm delighted that you've turned up. So you have been extraordinarily busy of late. What have you been doing?
I have. Well, you name it, and I've done it, Barbara. You know, I'm still doing a hell of a lot of work with Ghost Investigation. I am busily involved with Becoming Psychic magazine at the moment, doing a hell of a lot of work alongside Sammy B with that. I'm also demonstrating here, there, and everywhere with obviously the work. So out there doing that side of it, a lot of private stuff as well. And also auditioning for X Factor and for The Voice over here as well.
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. So you are definitely multitasking all over the place.
Absolutely. Well, like they say, I'm never a one-trick pony. I like to share my talents with everybody. And being that, even though I'm an extraordinary medium and clairvoyant, I'm a mm-hmm. fantastic singer as well.
I know. I've heard you sing. And I would say I would have to agree with you and humble as well. But you really do have a lovely voice. I've heard you sing, and I've been doing a lot of new stuff too. I run a spiritual development group here on Blog Talk, and I was very concerned that there was no foundational training out there, just classes all over the place that says in 10 weeks you'll be a psychic or a medium, and I was concerned that there was no spiritual foundation to any of them. So I have an ongoing spiritual development group that meets on Thursday evenings and then again on Friday mornings for the people overseas. And it's been spectacular. I'm getting to go back into all of the material and reawakening my memory of it down to the universal laws and the fundamentals of what we base our spiritual, you know, philosophies on. And we've had, I think, 12 classes so far. It's free, by the way, for anybody that wants to join. And usually on Mondays I send the material out that we're going to be covering, and then it's an open discussion circle for 2 hours, and we've done spiritual energy, we've done the universal laws, we've done karma and dharma, we've done, we're going to be doing Akashic Records, and we're going to be doing past lives, and we're going to be doing even extraterrestrials at some point, but it's not a place for readings at all, it's a place for expanding the philosophical foundation so that people have a spiritual background to pull from when they are working with other people's energies and with other people's spirits. And I am finding that, you know, I've been in the field for 50 years. So my training and everything was old school, I guess you'd call it. And I'm finding that these days people are putting out their workshops that basically say, you know, well, sit with us for 10 weeks for X number of dollars, and you'll be a psychic, and you'll be able to make your living as a psychic. And I have been horrified by that. So I'm putting the material out there, and it's sort of like, get this stuff under your belt, and then psychic and mediumship most probably will just be something that happens as a sideline to it, because you have to work on yourself first. And
absolutely.
That's where I am finding that these classes that are, you know, they're all over the place, and it horrifies me. But and most people, you know, when you talk about spiritual laws and things like that, they kind of give you a blank stare, and all they can think of is the law of attraction. And, you know, there are 40 or 50 universal laws that literally govern our lives at all times. And they basically, though, govern our spiritual laws and our perception of our reality. And so it's important we understand those things. So,
this is true. This is very true. And it's something that I come across a hell of a lot. And the thing is that you're learning a new way of life with this work. And if you've naturally got it behind you, then you've walked that life all your life, and come in and think that you're going to learn something in 5 minutes is not possible. Absolutely not.
And you know, I keep saying to people, you have to walk your talk. You can't just have the words. You have to walk it. You have to be a living example of your philosophy. And you know, it's amazing. I had people signing up to the point where I was a little horrified, but It's all good, and there's a large number of people, and certainly there's always room for more. But you know, it's a matter of, you know, do you really want to understand what this is all about, or do you just want to play? And if you want to play, then go to those other classes, spend your money, and get ripped off. So
exactly, yeah, you know, because at the end of the day, like I say, like we said earlier, are you ready for it? Is it something you think that's going to be an easy journey? From my own personal experience, from my knowledge, that of where I've been and what I've learned from spirit directly, and going through that process, is that this is not an easy journey. It's not something everybody will relish in the energy of, and it can bring some negativity into your life and bring you down, and it can be also a very lonely place. And I think this is something people only see the glorified side of the work, and it doesn't mean that that's always going to be the case. And I teach a very similar thing here called the plug-in system, and it's the ingredients to becoming or opening or understanding the processes of mediumship. And basically the plug-in system is what it is. It's plug stands for we need protection, love, understanding and guidance through that process and going through all them different processes, because it's and going away incorporating and nurturing. So the plug is protection, love, understanding and guide, and also the in is incorporate and nurture. So people that come into the learning aspect, I'm not making you the psychic, I'm not making you able to tune into spirit. You have to learn the understandings, the knowledge behind, you know, the other dimensional energies of the other lives, to understand where you are within what you need this life, and are you ready? Have you learned what you needed to learn on this life before you are there to guide others?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that, and this isn't an open circle for people who really, you know, it's for everybody, because, you know, my goodness, you can always make your life better and more full and more abundant and richer by understanding yourself better and connecting yourself with that spirit within. So it's an exciting time, and it blew me away that so many people actually would be interested in it, to tell you the truth. So, you know, and if anybody listening wants to join in the circle, if you haven't already, you just email me at barbaradelong@gmail.com with your name and your phone number, and I'll put you on the list, and the material goes out every Monday, except this Monday. It will go out tomorrow. And then it's a private circle, so that you have to, you know, be signed up in order to get the address to sit in on it live, and then I make it public afterwards. So it's a very exciting process, and I'm learning a whole bunch, and I'm hopeful the other people are learning too, because I'm having an amazing time with it, and so it's very exciting. You know, it's just another direction, another new direction, because, you know, if you don't keep doing different things, life gets dull, and that's awful. So I keep trying to expand my horizons here, and this is way more expanded than I had anticipated, but also very exciting. So I'm just kind of curious, do you have any audio stuff out there that people could tune into? Are there any places where people could go and listen to you sing? Because you do have an amazing voice.
At the moment, I'm very much dedicated to the energy of the work, but I'm not actually full-time with my singing. I've always been able to be vocal, and as you well know, music is a vibration, and it's something that I want to encourage into the energy of the work and bring forward that vibrational energy into the music side of things. I am, if people also want to listen, I am on Becoming Psychic Radio every Thursday evening, so people can find out more about where I am on Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, they can find out and catch up with what's going on with me. But I think it's more that I want to, and this is something that I put on to, I know you may have America's Got Talent out there, something I put on when I auditioned live in front of the judges for Britain's Got Talent. It was something that ITV over here, one of our main networking channels, wanted to take on board, because it had never been done before, the singing psychic. And basically what they asked me is what I want to do with it. I said, I want to take it to Vegas. I want to put mediumship on stage, but I want to bring that show side of it to relax people into the energy that this isn't all morbid. This isn't an energy where, you know, the husband might come along and he's just seeing somebody and he's like, well, I'm a bit skeptical. You know, it's enjoying it and making it more believable. More in the energy where people can say, well, hold up, this is a normal guy that is an entertainer, as well as that he is a fantastic medium, can bring the energies through. So basically what I was trying to do with it is bring through the likes of Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, and all these great artists that have passed over, that the energy can come forward. And they said, well, can you do Michael Jackson? And I said, well, yeah, I can. And they said, well, give it a go. So I sang,
there's a place in my heart, and I know that it is love.
So they were like, wow, and can you do Nat King Cole? And I said, yeah, I can do Nat King Cole. So they said, well, give us a Nat King Cole. And I was like, okay. So I sung Stardust for them, and they was like, wow, so you can do Stardust. And I said, yeah. And so, yeah, it was fantastic. So then I did the Sinatras and things. And I said, well, we can incorporate that. So they wanted it for the show. A lot of things happened where they couldn't show a lot of stuff. And TV over here for rulings and the psychic world is a little bit limited, so they couldn't really put it out there. So big things happened where it didn't get shown. But now I'm not really giving the psychic stuff over. I'm just literally trying to make it as the artist singing, and then that'll incorporate that into that as people, as and when they know that I'm this medium and one of UK's leading mediums as well, that it can gel, and I can do both together and bring it in as a harmony and not shock everybody all in one go. So that's why the voice now is where I'm aiming at, because they're looking at me just with my voice. But they know about the energy of my work, so that's good. I think it's good to bring it slowly and bring that dynamics together. Then put that shock factor straight over, because it's just a case of everybody accepting. And I don't know. I know that America's a little bit more accepting with this work than it is here over in Europe. And I think that there's a lot of skepticism across the world, here, there, and everywhere. But we do find it a lot tougher within the energy of people accepting the energy of this particular work that I do. So I think that we haven't really, we're sort of a little bit behind on that energy of belief of what else is out there, where I think over in the west side of the world, you know, there's a little bit more acceptance there. So it is a bit of a strain, Barbara, but it's getting there, you know?
Oh, yeah, I think it sounds like it's a wonderful it's a wonderful idea, because I think that there is a lightheartedness to spirit and to the other side. I you know, so many people make it so serious and so depressing, it's scary. And
absolutely.
I do, you know, there is, I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's pure love, it's joy, it's supposed to be a celebration of light. And certainly the music would definitely go along with that. So, yeah, I think you've got a great thing there. And, you know, if in any way we can help, you just let us know, because we would love to you know, give you a platform and see where it goes. So
brilliant. Well, the toughest thing, Barbara, is a lot of people say to me, well, are you the medium or are you the singer? I said, well, why can't I be both? You know, I can have an amazing gift and be able to talk to spirit, but why can't I be somebody that also has a hobby and enjoy the music? And that's another thing that I always come up against with people, you know, that, you know, I'm a normal man. I've been naturally brought up speaking to spirit and been able to communicate with them. But I have these other things that I enjoy doing as well. And I think that's because I'm professional and it's my full-time job as the psychic and the medium.
Mm-hmm.
I think people can't get their head around, well, why do you want to walk away from your gift and do these things? I said, but I'm not walking away from my gift. The fact of the matter is I'm combining it together, and I actually enjoy walking around my house singing, and it uplifts my energy and it brings me into a happy place. And I think this is what people have got to try and understand, that, you know, I can be the full-time medium. I can go out there and guide as many people as I can with my work, but I can also have something for myself as well. And I think that's something a lot of people have got to try and understand. And I think that's still where people are a little bit blocked within that energy, that they think, well, if I had your gift, then I would be just doing what you're doing. Well, you know, I've been doing this for 30-odd years. It sometimes can be daunting that if I did that 24/7. So that's where I like to have the release of the music.
Oh, I love this. Do you happen to be on the computer as well right now, or are you just on Skype? Because somebody typed into the...
I'm on Skype.
Okay, because somebody just typed in, you know, suddenly here's Grant taking requests from the other side. I like it.
That's brilliant.
I think that is actually. Okay, we've got a number of people here in the queue. I've not worked with you for a while since I changed sort of the format of the show. My philosophy is now, and of course my philosophy changes every day, you know, with the weather. But basically, my feeling is that most of the problems and difficulties that we have with life have to do more with something on a spiritual level than it does have with the actual, you know, will so-and-so call or will I sell my car or whatever. And so in order for me to give my best to people who call in, I have stopped taking questions. And I basically, you know, tell them what we're going to do is to give them what we get and hope that they can apply it to their lives and hope that it will help to make their lives richer and so that their problems will, you know, sort of disappear and other challenges will come up. So that we don't take questions. And what I'm going to do is, as I pull somebody on, I'll briefly give them what I'm getting and then I will turn them over to you. And if you want them to ask a question, that's just fine. But sometimes I feel that giving them what comes is a richer experience for everybody, but, you know, totally up to you. Is that okay with you?
No, it's absolutely fine. And I think it's important that that's the case because a lot of people are guided into one area of their life and spirit are looking more deeper at their life and going, well, hold up a minute, that question isn't irrelevant to your life. The actual irrelevance is that there's something else there that we need to really be concentrating on, and then that's why they're missing the point somewhere. And I think it's very important that that's a good concept of going forward, and I think that's brilliant.
Okay, well, we're going to start here then with Catherine. Hi, Catherine. It's Barbara. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I am phenomenal. So let me just jump in, and then I'll turn you over to Grant. I keep hearing we're off to see the wizard, and it feels to me as though you are on an adventure here. And I, you know, I don't know if you have red shoes, but if you have them, please wear them. It feels to me as though you are moving in a new direction. And I keep smelling, it's really funny, I keep smelling gingerbread. And it feels to me as though that there's an essence of the inner child within you that is, you know, that is coming out and trying to pull laughter more and more and more from you. I feel that you're going through changes, that you're taking them seriously, and medicine the universe has ever given us. So please, please, please remember to laugh as these changes happen, because changes happen because you've outgrown something. So that means that it's time for you to sort of move in new directions and try on new habits, so to speak. I feel, and hats, I see tons of hats, and they all have these big brims on them, so that, and I see you trying them on and looking in the mirror and admitting to yourself that you really look fine, and, you know, and damn fine, actually, and it's sort of like the drama queen in you should be let out a little bit more, because you make your point when you are allowed to really perform for the crowd, so to speak. I do feel that there is a sense of of newness. I see you putting on white gloves, and I know that kind of dates me because, you know, not many people I know still have white gloves, but I see you putting on white gloves, and it's not to test to see if somebody has dusted. It's to let the world know that there is an inner elegance to you that they haven't noticed before. And, you know, I'm not saying put them on and go grocery shopping, but I am saying every now and then, and you have white gloves, take them out and put them on and just, you know, remember the time when elegance was at the top of the mark, where there was great elegance in the world. There's no elegance out there now, but there once was, and people need to return to that sense of elegance. You don't have to be rich to be elegant. You just have to let the elegance in you out and let it speak for yourself. Now, I'm going to turn you over to Grant. Go ahead, Grant.
Thank you. That was amazing. Okay, let me just tune into your energy, Kathy. Hi there, darling.
How are you,
sweetheart? Okay? I'm doing very well, darling. Thank you. How's yourself?
What a great day. It's been a great day.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. Now, I've just got to say to you, because I've got a lovely lady standing in front of me, okay, and it feels like there's a motherly energy. Now, she's not your mother, but she is your grandmother on your mother's side, she's being told to me here. She does say to me here, this is quite an elegant, pretty much where Barbara left off, there's quite an elegant energy about her, actually. She gives me the feeling that she had a good life, but she worked very hard. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, I feel like within the energy of her is that she would have been somebody that was very in touch with nature, and I feel like around her surroundings, that's where she would have lived. She wouldn't have been in a built-up area. Do you understand that, darling?
I do.
Okay, she comes forward here, and she actually gives me the month of March here, and I know that March was important within a date here. She actually gives me the energy here that she's looking around your energy and saying March is irrelevant for two things. So there was a birthday anniversary or a passing time around that time for her, or there's one on this side of a celebration for yourself as well. Does that make sense?
No, but could be. I'll get in touch with my mom and ask her.
Okay, now find out, because I feel more like it's something to do with a passing or lead up, or there was some significant energy around that energy to do with passing. Now, I do know that when I look at this lady, she has very, very, and this is when she was younger, she's showing herself as a younger, a very, very sort of auburny brown hair here, she shows me. Very, very sort of pronounced smile, very cute, very pale looking in the face. I do know that when she says to me here, she gives me the energy that I want to say to the name Mary, but she calls it out on this side. Who's Mary, darling?
Her mother.
Okay, that's fantastic. So it was your great-grandmother, was it?
Correct.
Thank you. So she's just accepting that it's on that side. Now, would you understand also that there would be a Bob or a Robbie or a Bob or a Robert over there or this side as well?
On this side, yes. On that side,
okay.
Not aware.
That's fine, because she's saying, talking about one around the family, and she's letting you know. Now, if this is like an uncle or a cousin or a brother, because it's a male to the side she's talking about here.
Okay, I was thinking more along the line of my sister, who's Robin.
Ah, okay. I just felt like there's a male as well. So keep the name Robert or Bob, because she's given that to me. Okay. But she is also saying to me here that there's significant change within your energy at the moment. So I do know that what she's trying to say to me here is that there was an energy where you were down in your energy, and that was probably more to do with a worry around something with yourself. And that might well be to do with a health thing. Do you understand what I mean by that, darling?
I do.
Right, and she goes back about two and a half, three years ago with this energy of where you have felt very down within your energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And she says she was around you at this time. She does talk about here the feeling of a little bit within the energy of independence. So I know that she's talking about here within the energy that I feel like you go alone in life, or there's not somebody to the side of you within a love aspect. Does that make sense to you, honey?
I didn't catch all that. Can you please repeat just that last part, Grant?
Yeah. I'll basically just narrow it down. Are you single at the moment, honey? Because she gives me a feeling like you're very independent. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that would have been after a shock period of something that let you down around about 7 years ago. Can you understand that?
Very much so, yeah.
Thank you. Because she goes on about this and feeling like independency, but I know that at the moment you're transitioning. Like Barbara said, you are now starting to feel the elements of energy of love and passion coming into your life, and knowing that love is going to come your way very soon, I'm being told here. She looks into the energy of around about February next year, where there's a potential energy of love coming forward for you. Now, obviously you have a choice, but look out for this man. He is a man quite tall, and he has got facial hair like a beard, okay? Now, I'm looking at him, but I do know that within this man, he would have served somewhere. I know that he's either a Marine or an ex-Marine, or he would have served within that energy. I also feel very much within the... Okay. I want you to look out for the name Clyde or Clive, okay, because that's what she's given to me here, clairaudiently. And she says to me here that for you, and you've got a daughter as well, yes?
Yes.
Because she's sending love over to your daughter. She just come in there and she's just sending love to your daughter. And she says to me, she's like your sister more than your daughter. She's very much like the friend. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Very much so, right.
Okay, and she says to me here, she's a good kid, and she's had a few knocks herself in life, and I feel pretty much within that energy. It almost feels like she was very independent, and I've got to say this, because I felt pretty much that the father had distanced, so your ex-partner had the distance from the child. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, the woman who you're picking up was widowed with 7 children, very
bless
young.
Bless your heart, okay.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So she understands independency. She is saying to me here, you're talking about moving, or you want to move from property to home, and you've been looking at this recently, but you haven't quite got there yet. Does that make sense?
No. We just moved.
Moved. So you still got things boxed up, like you haven't unboxed them?
I'm getting there.
She's saying to me here that you are... It almost feels like I'm putting boxes around you. She's showing me this. So I know that you're not settled, or even though you've moved, you haven't totally moved within your transition of mind. So I feel like you're not settled in yet. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And she actually says to me here, and she goes back to September of last year. So did you start to transition back then?
Yes.
Thank you. Because she talks about this sort of year being very, very much up in the air and you haven't got to sort things out. She does say to me that the lake or the river nearby looks very nice.
Thank you. I agree.
That's fine. She says to me it's very calming energy and you need this, and it's actually settling you now into a point where you feel like now you can take on love, romance, and I feel like you're in a much better area of your life than where you were, you know, going back into the last destination of living space. So I do feel like you're upbeat now. I know there's a lot of energy there that needs sorting still, and you're still getting there. I actually feel here also that you're in the middle of decorating a room, or there's a room that needs finishing. Do you understand this?
There's 2 rooms, and I'm okay. Thanks,
right.
Grandma. I'm getting there.
Is one the bathroom? Is one the bathroom?
No, both are the kids' rooms.
Right, okay. So there's something with a bathroom or tiled area where there's tiles that you need to look at, or is something you still feel that you need to change with it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, as long as you understand, because she's giving me the things that need to be done. I also feel here as well that there's a boy as well. So you've got a son as well, have you?
Yes.
Okay, she's sending love to him. She's very proud of him, and I feel like he's achieved something in the last 18 months, or there's an upbeat energy around his working process, and I feel this is very, very much important to turn around and say to you that she feels like he's going to do really well and be successful. Either something to do with, I don't know if that's legal banking paperwork, but I do very much know that he's going to be very, very much a breadwinner, and I feel like he's going to do really, really well, where you wouldn't have thought that he would have done as he was a child. Does that make sense?
Wow, because both of my children have disabilities, and just today, because he's now over 18, we saw somebody to gain legal custody.
Thank you, because I know that's what I'm getting. And I've got to say to you, darling, your grandmother stands right beside you in spirit. She does say to me here that she very much is aware of where you've been in life, what's happened. And I know that was an area there around your 20s where you had a bit of a difficult time yourself growing up, or there was some distance in family. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And she says she understands it. She says, but you know what? She's very proud of you. You're a very good mum. And she's wishing you best with all the, everything of where this transition is for you now. I'll leave her love with you, darling, and I hope that's helped you.
That was, that I've got tears in my eyes, so I'm not going to just, like, break down and cry on the phone. But thanks, Grant. That was really
wonderful. Bless your heart,
wonderful.
Darling. It's a pleasure.
Okay.
You can now take her with you.
Okay.
Okay, well, you have a nice afternoon, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Mary here. Hi, Mary. How's it going today?
It's going all right. How about you?
Oh, it couldn't go better. It really, well, maybe it could a little better, but it's a great, great day. I have a lot of amazing energy around you. It feels as though you're gearing up. And I feel, I see hot air balloons. I feel as though you're cranking it up. I feel as though you're getting ready to sort of, to pull back your power, to reclaim your power, to move into a more powerful place within yourself. I want to give you a couple of past lives here because it feels as though past lives are figuring greatly into this life. You had a past life that I want to go back to, Spain. No, I want to go back to France, and it was during a very tough time there where heretics were burned at the stake, and you were a male in that lifetime, and you were arrested. They claimed you were a heretic, but you weren't, and you believed in something so very deeply that you stood your ground, even though you had a family that you knew was your family you knew was out of the country safely, but you weren't going to cave in, and you weren't going to make a hypocrite of yourself, and you were burned at the stake in that lifetime. You have, in a couple of other lifetimes, been a martyr. Been someone who stood their ground and stood up for what they believed in, and in some cases you were just exiled, and in some cases you actually did give your life for your belief system. This lifetime, it doesn't have to be quite that extreme. However, you are the kind of person that does not like to argue, that does not like to fight. You will do everything that you possibly can in order to maintain a peaceful atmosphere or environment, and yet Spirit is telling me to tell you that you need to stand up for yourself, because if you don't take your power back, you'll come next lifetime with the same issues, with the same challenges to you. You're a very powerful person inside. And the one thing that they keep telling me is that you are extraordinarily intelligent, and you just don't let people know how smart you are. And to me, intelligence has nothing to do with levels of school that have been finished. Intelligence has to do with your ability to deal with the issues that come up during the day, and how you use a philosophy of fairness, of cause and effect, of balance. You have all of this amazing knowledge and wisdom inside of you, and it's time that you started to apply it to your own life. You've been giving it to other people in a couple of past lifetimes, one in Hong Kong, going back about 600-700 years. You were someone who counseled soldiers. You gave counsel to soldiers when they had moral dilemmas at the fighting that they had to do and things like that. You were sort of like a counselor, but a spiritual counselor. And if I take you back even further, I want to take you back to, I want to take you back 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years into Egypt, actually. And Egypt holds a lot of really meaty stuff for you as far as your energy and as far as your wisdom and your spiritual energies go. You had many lifetimes in Egypt, and so there's a definite synchronicity to that aspect of the country. And again, you counseled, you gave spiritual advice. You were in the priesthood in one lifetime. In another lifetime, you served the priesthood. And there was something about an affinity for understanding the gods and what they had to share and the wisdom they had to share and the knowledge they had to share. You have been trained in past lives, and again, I'm back 4,000 years, 5,000 years, 6,000, 7,000 years. You have been trained in the stars and understanding the stars and their cycles and astronomy. You've been trained in astronomy in past lives. You could easily apply that to astrology this lifetime, and it would probably be a source of richness and understanding and absolute a sense of reminding you of the power and the wisdom that you've brought through time. There's a quietness about you that is about to start to come out of its shell. There is wisdom inside of you that you're about to begin to apply to your reality, and you're about to take back the power that other people have taken away from you. I want you to understand that they didn't take it. You gave it away, and it's yours to take back. And stand your ground, plant your feet, and don't let people walk on you anymore, because you have so much to share with this reality and so much to share with the people around you that you know, I really want to tell you that you are such a spectacular person, and I don't think people tell you that enough. You are an amazingly intelligent, strong woman, and you've touched the hearts and spirits of thousands and thousands of people, and if you go back through past lifetimes, millions and millions of generations have benefited from the wisdom that you carry within you now. And it's not a matter of looking for it. It's a matter of remembering it and allowing yourself to claim that which you've brought through time. Grant, all yours.
Wow. There you go. Okay, Mary, can you hear me okay, darling?
Yes, I can.
Okay, now, Mary, I'm just tuned in here. My guide stepped forward and brought an elderly gentleman forward. Now, he's not a particularly tall man that I have in front of me, and he actually wears glasses. I do feel like I'm generating to the energy of Father here or on Father's side. I know that within the energy of what I get and what I'm being told by this man is that there would have been isolation in your life. So would you understand that through life and growing up, there was a very difficult time? Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, within that notion, Mary, what I'm actually feeling is that it would have been a point where either there was distance within family or distance within the energy of yourself towards family. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so there's difficult times, and there's a lot of stuff there that goes on within the energy there that I feel like you've wanted to forget in the past. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I go to the energy of this man, I know that this gives me... Okay, thank you. I know that I've got the energy of a man here, and I don't like this name when it comes up because it comes up a lot, but I've got the name John or Joe there within the connection of the name that's coming through. Is this your father or your grandfather's name?
Not my father. My grandfather's name was Henry.
Henry. Do you understand who Joe is or John?
No, not
go
at this
up,
moment in time.
Up. Okay, go up, but maybe go up twice, but I feel like I'm up there somewhere, so it might be great-grandfather. I know when I look at this man, he would have had glasses, very much receding hair, but hair around the side here, but not very tall. Was your father quite short or your grandfather quite short?
My grandfather was quite short.
Right,
yes.
Thank you. Right, so I just get the energy of this man here that had very much breathing difficulties, he says to me here. Do you understand when I'm talking to him, I feel like my lungs are filling up, or he would have had stuff wrong with his chest. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I think this is my maternal grandfather who was attached to a breathing apparatus before he died.
Thank you, because this is the man. He's not very tall. He's only around about 5'6", 5'7", as he stands in front of me. And he lost a lot of weight towards the end of his life, he's telling me here. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He comes in, and he actually says to me, dear darling, when he talks to me, he actually gives me the month of May, and he says he's around you in May. Is that a birthday, is that?
No. That's actually when he passed away, I think. Oh, no, March.
Thank you. That's fine. Be giving me a May link to an anniversary. So there's something linked in with May there. Hold on to it and just keep it in your thoughts, okay? What he is actually saying to me here is, and I totally understand what Barbara was saying earlier on, is that you are very much the person that's been there for other people, even though you've had this life that's been very hard. And I feel almost like I want to put teaching energy around you. And I also feel like I want to put healthcare around you. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Teaching and healthcare?
Yeah. And if you didn't do this, it's something you should have been doing, or somebody else had this in the family, and they're almost putting that energy onto you. You understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right. As long as you understand where the healthcare in the family and where that should have been brought into your energy. Because you're good with children, I'm being told here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right, okay, and I feel we're pretty much within the energy. And they're coming back here through two energies of broken marriage or two energies of broken long-term relationship for you that take devastating energy on your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Was you married twice? Because I'm taking the ring on, putting it on twice.
No, I've actually never been married, but, you know, I've had relationships
Then it's symbolic, honey. It's just a symbolic energy of letting you know that you've been let down twice. And I want to go back around about 8 or 9 years ago when that specific energy would have been something that was quite devastating to you. Does that make sense within one of them relationships?
Yes. Not that far back, but yes.
Okay, that's
then.
Fine. Right, okay. Also, who's Peter or Pete?
Peter? I know a former colleague by the name of Peter.
Okay, because I feel like I've got the energy, but that doesn't feel like it's here. I still feel like that's with family.
He's with family? A Peter, my family. I can't think of a Peter right now. Maybe it's extended family.
Hello, I'm back. Sorry about that. I've lost connection, but might be spirit. You never know. But I will say to you, darling, have you just...
Hello?
I think he's off in spirit again.
Oh, okay.
when he transports back in, I'm sure he'll let us know. I'm feeling also that there is a small dog in spirit here. Do you have a small dog that passed away?
I had cats who passed away.
Ah, okay. My nose was.
Hi there.
Oh, are you back? Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I keep getting chucked out for some reason. I don't.
Hello?
I'm still here. Anyhow, I have this small dog, and it feels like you're tripping over something lately, that you kind of are stumbling over something that's not there. And I would have said it was a dog because my nose isn't itchy. But, because I'm allergic to cats in spirit, but it's a small furball.
Hi there, Pete. Seem to be that I've got some sort of, I don't know if there's a virus come up on my computer, which isn't good, but...
No. No, it's not good. It seems that his computer seems to be sneezing a lot. I can't blame Deb because I've been talking to her on Skype a lot, so I don't think it's her line. Oh, but he called it, they connected over the computer. That's what it is. But anyhow, there's this small animal that you seem to be tripping over that just wants you to tell you, you don't currently have, do you have currently any pets now?
No.
Okay, so I'm being told it's time for a warm fuzzy, for sure. And if you are a cat person, as I am, I have 6 of them now, wow. You know, I would say it's time for a warm fuzzy. Whether you choose a dog or a cat is irrelevant, but it's time to have something that will just love you and, you know, cuddle up to you and not ask anything other than you empty the litter box and feed it or walk it. Dogs are what I would say they're unconditional. Cats have conditions, and I happen to like that quality. So whichever way you go, it really is time for a warm fuzzy for you, definitely.
Okay. Well,
can you relate to that?
I can relate to that. The thing is that I unfortunately live in a building that doesn't allow animals, and yeah, unless I were to get a goldfish. Or
I wonder if you could get a cat and make it a service animal, because they'd have to let you have a service animal there.
But for what? I'm not blind.
Oh, no, but come on. Soldiers have dogs for post-traumatic stress. It can be an emotional thing. It can be, there are lots of different, a goldfish is nice, but you can't cuddle it.
Right.
Anyhow, I am feeling the need of a warm fuzzy, and if you just, find warm fuzzies to go and visit if you can't have one yourself. But there are lots of, I'd even look into fostering a service dog that needs a home, because they can't keep out a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
And service dogs can be any size. So, but look into it. But I would find a warm fuzzy, and I would make a contact with a warm fuzzy if I were you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mary, I'm sure that he had more to say, but his computer seems to not be cooperating, so we're going to power on here, okay?
Okie dokie.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye now. I think that I'm sure that Deb is trying desperately to get Grant back, but you guys are just going to have to deal with me then. I guess that's how it goes. Hi, Samantha. How's it going today? Hello, Samantha. Samantha once. Samantha twice. Take yourself off mute. Okay, Samantha, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to move on. Okay, so Grant is working, but until Grant gets back, I will work. So, hi, Eric, how are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Grant is having trouble. He's sort of fading in and fading out, but happily, I also read, so I'm gonna jump in here and give you what I'm getting on your energy. I'm feeling that there is great strength in you. It feels as though I can tell you right away that you have been a crusader. You have definitely, absolutely been one who went to war for a cause. You are the kind of person that will fight for a cause, fight for the underdog. You have been a crusader. You have been someone who actually took part in trying to rescue people. You were part of what was historically called the Trojan War, and called a myth, and now has become a reality. So that you were definitely on the other side. You were on the Greek side, but it feels here as though there is an aspect within you that will always fight for the underdog, that believes that there should be justice in this world. And it feels to me as though there's a great deal going on inside you, because you see a lot of moral issues out there that you don't have control over, and there's a part of you that just really wants to get on a horse and go to war about it all. You're not going to do that. There is a sense of a warrior in you. Whether or not you have served, you are a soldier, and you are one who has stood up for the rights of the underdog all over the place. There is also an aspect here, as you have been a person who gives service to those who can't care for themselves. You had a past lifetime. I keep getting pulled to Indonesia. And that's an area of the world that I'm not extraordinarily familiar with. I know kind of where it is, but and what I'm feeling here is I'm going back about 800 years, and during that time frame, you were in a position of power. You were not the ruler, but you were close to the top of the hierarchy there, and you were more of a counselor than anything else. Though you had proven yourself in battle, so people respected you greatly. In almost every lifetime that I am seeing you had a scar someplace on your body that was distinctive. It wasn't a birthmark. It was a scar. So I have to ask a very personal question. Do you have a scar on your body now?
Nothing
you don't have
to... large, really. I mean, nothing that would be obvious to anybody, and it's probably not as distinctive as the ones you're seeing.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that there is a scar on your body someplace, and we don't have to go into where or how you got it, but it feels to me that there has always every lifetime been a scar on your body, and that it, in many ways it's a reminder that you are willing to really put yourself on the line for other people. And you know, you could have gotten this one mowing the lawn, I don't care, but you know, so long as there is a small scar, just a little scar is all I need to connect you to all of this. You are the kind of person...
Do you feel anything about my left hand? On that subject, do you feel anything about my left hand that relates to that?
You know, in France, in 1327... you lost your hand. It was in a battle. You lost that hand. So you may have some residual spiritual energy there that may affect your hand. I you know, if you have problems with it, if you have arthritis with it, you know, your left hand. But I must tell you that though you lost your hand, you didn't lose your life, and you had a very long and prosperous life. Happily, you were right-handed at the time, so that losing your left hand was not as big a deal as losing your right hand would have been. But it does feel as though it was mutilated, and they had, in order to save your life, they had to take it off. It feels as though you had such great strength and such great determination when that accident happened during that time frame that you became stronger and you became more forceful because of it. And it feels to me that every lifetime in which there was, you know, some sort of a disability or some sort of a scar or a disability because of battle, you used it to your advantage. You never let it get you down. You always used it to your advantage, and you always not only claimed it but embraced it and worked it into your life so that it made you stronger and it made you more powerful and it made you more admired by the people around you. You have the ability to manipulate people, and I it's fascinating. You had a lifetime in Ireland where you were, I want to go back about 2,000, 3,000 years in Ireland, what is now Ireland, and you were a religious person, but not Christian. You were a religious person, and you used your power to help people dig themselves out of the difficulties and the strains of the day. You in the area that you lived during that time, life was very difficult. Life was very stressful, and you pulled people together so that they became a collective, and that they were able to, by working together, survive and survive well. And you were the mainstay. You were the one that you know helped to direct them and helped to focus them and help them to understand that if you work together, that everyone benefits, and everyone has a full stomach every night, and everyone has a warm hearth to go home to. You have power in you. You have power in your words. I want to say that there's a sense here of needing to understand that your words, the words that you utter this lifetime, are very powerful, that you have the power to influence, the power to make your point, the power to push across philosophies that other people aren't familiar with. So please pay attention to the fact that when you talk, people do listen, even though they seem to not listen. I also feel as though there is a... It feels as though you are coming to a point in time here where you are moving in a new direction, where you are looking at some of the strengths and powers that you brought forward in time, some of the passions that you have in your life that you haven't really yet investigated, and you're embracing them and incorporating them into your everyday life, and that means that there's greater richness there, that means that there is a greater source of energy to pull from and draw from. It feels like you've come through a time of being sort of overwhelmed and perhaps even tired, and I feel that you're coming, you're this tiredness, this fatigue that has from time to time overwhelmed you, is really in many ways dissipating, and you're moving in new directions and you're finding greater strength, but it feels as though over the last couple of months there has been a lethargy that you have been kind of working through, and sometimes not exactly knowing what it comes from, but just, you know, recognizing that it's there and it's something that you need to deal with. That period of time is coming to an end, and I feel that you are coming into a time of great energy, great insight, and great wisdom. So do kind of hang in there a little bit longer, because it feels like you're really, really, really coming to a time when things are going to start to happen for you, and I really want you to understand that you're going to need to get a lot of rest. And drinking a lot of water is important for you, too, because that gets rid of toxicity. So, you know, please take care of yourself. Eat properly. Spirit keeps telling me that you don't eat as well as you should. And there is what feels like a grandmother in spirit here, and she's just shaking her head saying, no, you don't eat the way you should, and it's really important for you to sort of recognize that and take care of yourself, because you're going to live to be a very old person, and, you know, you want to take care of the vehicle you're riding in. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, is there something with your left hand?
Well, I mean, I have a scar on my left hand, my left middle finger. I sliced it open a few years ago. So it's nothing like missing a hand, but that's the only real significant scar I have beyond,
Okay. No, we don't have to go into any other scars you have, but you did lose your left hand, but it just made you stronger, and it made you more able to sort of rally the troops, so to speak. It made it much easier for you to actually, you know, get people's attention, because, you know, if you were still going to go into battle with only one hand, they could absolutely follow you with two. So got great power here. It looks really interesting.
Don't mind me asking you about my diet or what I eat, is the problem the regularity or lack of regularity of what I eat, or is it actually mostly what I'm eating?
It's both. You see, you don't have regular times you're putting fuel in your body, and if you only put gas in the car when you thought about it and not when it needed it, your car would absolutely break down. The other part is you do eat a whole bunch of junk food, and you know you shouldn't. So I would try to you know, have a better flow of, you know, or pace your food, you know, a little bit better. I would say that there are elements of your diet that you know aren't good for you that you eat anyhow, and, you know, welcome to my club, but try to pace it and have, you know, it feels like you eat very late at night, which is not good for you. So, you know, do some reading on this, you know, and kind of get yourself straight a little bit, because once you have your diet straight, everything is going to absolutely just be beautiful for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye now. Okay. All righty. I'm going to move on. Now, I wrote these numbers down as they came in so that I could take them in order. And let me see, we've got, Deb hasn't been able to scream because she's been trying to get Grant with her. Don't know if she has him, but she hasn't let me know. So we will move on to 312-750. Hi.
Hi. Yay.
Yay. Hi, who is this, please?
This is Patty. Thank you for taking my call, Barbara.
Oh, Patty, thank you for calling. We kind of, you know, we normally are a little more organized, but things changed and we move on. I have a tremendous, I don't know if you heard, but I don't let you ask a question. I'm just going to give you what Spirit gives me here.
Sounds good.
Okay. I would say that, wow, you have in past lifetimes and you do in this lifetime have a gift for writing, a gift for words, a gift for being able to sort of sway people in one direction or another. And you wrote during the Middle Ages a great deal. There's a sense here of coming more and more and more into your own power as far as writing goes. And I don't care if you like to write or not, you have a talent for it. So that, you know, if you choose to utilize it as something that you can draw on and actually, you know, work into your everyday life, which is really kind of fun. You wrote, if I go back, oh my gosh, 5,000-6,000 years, you were the composer of tablets that went into the Library of Alexandria so very long ago. You've had wisdom and knowledge that you shared beautifully, and it feels as though there's also the element of poetry of spirit here, so that there is poetry that you've written, probably. Yeah, I want to put you into the area that is now known as Great Britain, and I want to put you back. Wow, let me see. I want to put you back 700 years. During that particular time frame, you were one who traveled in the countryside. You were one who wrote songs that told of the adventures of highwaymen and magical people. You wove tales of fantasy that taught wisdom of time, and you were brilliant with it. And your poetry of spirit has been chronicled and written down and is in libraries. It's not in the bestseller list, but your material is definitely there. Your material is something that has been saved, and the fact that you still have that talent, that skill, that gift that you can utilize is profoundly exciting. Again, you don't need to use it, but if you chose to, it's there for you to use. There's also the aspect of I keep hearing, and it's very disturbing, actually, I keep hearing water running, and I keep thinking, oh, God, do I have a leak of some sort? And then I realized it was coming from you. And I'm not saying you're leaking. I'm just saying that running water is very important to you, to be around, to be near, and not ponds or pools or things like that, but water ocean. That is running. Ocean is fine. It has to have movement. It has to have an energy to it. And it feels as though that's what charges your energy. That's what makes you feel alive. That's what makes you feel exhilarated. You've had a couple of past lifetimes in which you have either owned and been the master of, or sailed on huge sailing vessels, and I'm talking huge sailing vessels like the the Ocean Pearl, you know, the big ones, the great big ones, the trading ones, the clipper ships. You were the captain of a clipper ship way back in the 1800s, 1800s, and you so loved to be outside of the sight of land and just one with nature. I for a short time was married to a ship's captain, and we were on a 140-foot square rigger that we sailed out of Gardner's Bay in Atlantic City, and there is nothing like the feeling of the wind filling sails and moving you forward, and it makes you feel so small, it's unbelievable. But those lifetimes that you spent on the ocean, and they were exhilarating, and there was such joy in your life and your soul and your spirit, and there were, let me see, I can see maybe 7 different lifetimes across a span of maybe 8 or 10,000 years, so that's where you've gone for your solace, your richness, your abundance. That's where you've gone. It's your cathedral. It's where you connect with the higher consciousness that is inside of you. It is a profound, profound experience. And I mean, it feels as though you have often gone to running water, to the ocean, whatever, you know, but where you feel the crashing waves, where you feel the power that is there. And there have been times where you've talked to the ocean, you've talked to the water, you've sort of poured your feelings, your hurts and your problems into it, and in many ways felt that you had been cleansed because of it. Salt water especially is very, very good for you, and it feels to me as though from time to time it would be very, very wise for you to even soak in sea salt baths, because sometimes you get so caught up emotionally in things that are going on in life that having a sea salt bath will help you to sort of wash stuff away and detoxify your system to some degree. It feels as though you are so attuned to the. Are you a water sign?
I don't think so. I'm a Taurus.
No, that's definitely not water. But it does feel here as though the water is important for you, and I want to remind you of that. Deb says that Grant's back. Grant, are you here? I don't hear him, Deb.
I had a bit of a bug in the system as well.
Okay. Okay. I've got Deb on the line, and she's all yours if you want.
Yeah,
Deb,
no, that's
Patty.
Hello,
it's Patty.
Hi, Deb.
Oh, Patty.
Patty, I was going to say it didn't feel right when I was talking to her. Patty, hello there.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm well, my darling. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Chicago.
Oh, what a lovely place. Okay, my darling. Now, I've got to say to you, the first thing that I Patty was this beautiful, beautiful, like, Albany red hair. Is this you?
Red hair? No.
But okay, so it's not like red, but it's like a plum red. Do you understand what I mean? Like brown with a hint
yes.
of plum in it.
That's me, brown.
Thank you. That's it. But I'm seeing this sheen of auburn in it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Now I've got a beautiful lady here, and I feel very much within your energy, my darling, coming in from an electrical storm and being very quick here. I do feel at the moment that I've got an area around your life that makes me feel like there's a situation between relationship of a male around you that I'm not getting the energy of. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Right. Now, the first thing that, because I'm just working with my guide, Michael, here at the moment, and Michael says to me here that it's not for the heart of trying or trying to pull his energy forward. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
And communication is something that is a nightmare with him because it's like flogging a dead horse. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right, because they're saying to me, oh, my God, he needs a good kick up the backside. But look, this is not a man that makes me feel like he's doing this on purpose. I do feel like he's got a few problems in his life. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Now, what they are saying to me here is hold on to your horses, because I feel like this energy, even though he's not quite there, even though he's there, but he's not quite there, and he's sort of stepped back and gone a little bit, I don't know, a bit quiet over the last couple of weeks, I feel. I pretty much feel from what I'm getting here is that we're still getting that energy of connection. But I feel like you're not doing anything wrong. So they're saying to me, don't blame yourself. Or don't feel this is you. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right, because what I'm actually feeling is here, and I've got a very, very, I would say immature energy, but I feel from him, not you, from him, that makes me feel like he's gone through a hell of a lot within a past energy of relationship that's not to be. But I feel like within that energy, you're getting the brunt of it. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like within the energy of that, it's almost like he wants it and he come in very, very quickly. But they're saying to me here, within that urgency of wanting, it's almost like it was all too much too soon. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
But I feel like within that notion, you are actually healing the process here. So they're saying, give it time, and time is needed. I do feel within that energy also, and I don't know if that's distance within himself, but I feel like there might be a bit of distance within his living area as well. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right, because I feel like what I'm getting here is a distance within communication, as much like you sort of don't know his whereabouts, or not whereabouts, you know where he is, but you don't know what he's up to, where he is, and that worries you a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right, the feeling is with this person, I don't feel that he's lying to you. That's the feeling that my guy's given to me here. But what he's actually saying to me here is that there is a few things that you still don't know about him yet. What I mean by that is that the fact is that I feel that he still needs to unleash himself. I think there's still a lot of things here that will come as a little bit of a surprise and a shock to you. Now, is he a father, darling? Because I'm picking up children around here.
Yes.
Right, and now I do feel like he's suffering within the energy of connection with children. I feel there's a responsibility that he needs to be guided on, and I feel like he's lacking responsibility in them areas. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And I know also within that process of what I'm picking up here is that there's actually saying to me here that he's his own worst enemy sometimes. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right. Now, I will say to you as well, and I'm going back here to around about April, May time, where I feel like his energy approached more to you, or he come in at that point. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I feel like as we've gone through this, we've had like sort of fits and starts with where he's come forward, stood back, come forward, stood back, so you don't know where you stood with it. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that within this energy, that I feel like there's still a marriage breakdown, or there's still the energy of something that he's got to sort out. And I know that within that energy, that's going to sort of settle itself, but it won't settle itself until November.
Okay.
How you are and how you feel about it by that time will be your choice. I still feel that there's a hell of a lot to go through up until that point, but I feel like he's freer around that time, from what I'm being told, to come into your zone. But by then, you might have gone, oh, do you know what? I don't know if I really feel if this is right now, because you are somebody that's been messed around before. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
And they're saying to me, your patience is wearing thin.
Yes.
And they're saying to me here, you do like him, you do feel that there's a genuine energy about him, and I actually want to say to you, I do feel that there is something very genuine about this man, but I do feel at the moment he's not ready to come into your zone. So I think if you can move forward within your life and allow this to come in naturally and not wait around the process for it to happen, then you will feel more comfortable as and when it does come forward. Now, I do feel here as well, what's the matter with your foot or your ankle at the moment?
I've been getting a pinched nerve on and off since I actually started becoming more active and exercising more.
Okay, is that in your, if I'm in your body, would that be on your left ankle?
It travels, sometimes it's on the right, right left toe, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, have you changed your dietary recently?
You know, I've gone back and forth, and I've been going on good streaks and then bad streaks, and I just started to be more healthier with my choice.
They're feeling like there's lack of substance of iron and things. So you may have focused more on cereal and bits and pieces like that. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, like, you need to substitute what you're not taking in, like iron tablets or something that you may not be taking in on the red meat. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Right, because they're saying, put that vitamin or that substance back into your body, because you need to substitute it. Do you understand what I mean
yes.
by that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing to worry about. This isn't nothing to worry about, but they're just letting you know this is the reasons why that is happening to you. I also feel here as well with you, if we look at the energy of around work, there's some training coming in. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's some paperwork coming up where I feel like you're putting your head back into the books, and I feel like there's a transition around work. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Because my guide's saying to me here there's some hefty work coming up. Now, I do feel within that work there's some energy of travel with it. So I don't say major travel. It's not like you're traveling across the world or to another state, whatever, but I do feel like you're going to be quite frantically moving around. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Okay.
So I feel like it's going to be good. Now, I also feel, very quickly before I pass it back to Barbara, that I've got a long-distant relative coming from afar. I've just been told that there's some celebration anniversary coming up, and I feel like there's a gathering, and somebody's coming in from a distance. And I feel like it's somebody like a cousin or out there to the side that I feel like is coming in that you haven't seen for a long time. Do you understand this around September time?
Oh, okay.
What's happening in September?
In September.
If you don't know, honey, remember it, because I feel like my guy's saying you're not going to know, but you'll know at the time.
Yeah, I don't know at that time right now.
Okay. Also, and one more thing here, darling. either you're not sleeping properly, but they're saying you are looking at changing your bed or your sleeping energy.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something erratic about your sleeping pattern, and it's to do with the comfortability of, and you know about it because you've been thinking, I must change that, and they're saying, yes, you'll get a better night's sleep with it.
Okay.
All right?
Got it.
I'll leave that there. Remember about this guy because it's important, and quickly, I'm going to just chuck you this name, and it's from Spirit. Who's Tom?
Tom. Don't know,
or
Tom.
Thomas.
You know, Tom, that name comes up a lot in general when I have readings. I don't know.
I feel that this is a very, very much somebody out there on the side, on your father's side, like an uncle or a great uncle. But I know that this is a man that was very, very much endeared to the energy of Walter, something to do with either the Navy or around that energy.
Okay.
Okay, hold on to the information. Ask family, and I'll leave it there with you, darling. God bless.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Patty.
There you go, Barbara.
Thank you, thank you. Thanks, Patty. I'm glad you called and
hung
in there.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Kate here. Hi, Kate. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Hello, Kate. Hi, Kate.
I'm not Kate, though.
Oh. Oh, you're not. No, you're not.
Clarissa.
You're Clarissa. Kate, my switchboard jumped. She was ahead of you. But since I have you, we'll do you, and then we'll pick up Kate afterwards. Spirit must have moved me to do that. Okay, Clarissa. Sorry about that. But when Spirit does stuff like that, you just got to pay attention. You are a person who has spirit energy all around you, and it does feel as though you are one that has been aware of it, and you have utilized it your entire life. And when I go into past lifetimes, you definitely were, I would call you a seer, or I would call you a mystic. You never were you never were what could have been described as a healer in those lifetimes, though you do have healing ability. You were more someone who would help to, you would get impressions, you would share with people the information that you got and, you know, just sort of moved on. So you were never actually ever sort of pinpointed as a crazy lady. You were more the wisest woman in the village, in the town, in the tribe. Now you've had a number of lifetimes in which you absolutely had been Native American. Energy comes forward here quite strongly, and not only Native American, but I go down into the South American area too, so that I've got the Incas and the Mayans and stuff like that, so that you have ancient indigenous people type energy, more so than what I would label the European type of stuff. It doesn't mean that you didn't have lifetimes there. It just means that those aren't the energies that are coming up forward at this time and presenting themselves to be applied to your lifetime at this time. You have an understanding of nature and an affinity and a connection to nature and all things that are natural. You are absolutely in touch with the Earth Mother energy. That is something that is very important to you, walking barefoot, very, very important, in the warmer weather especially. You are someone who reads the leaves, who is able to understand the changes and the shifts that are going on, and when there is when the earth goes through a time of change, when there is a major catastrophe of some sort, like a tsunami, like an earthquake, like a volcanic eruption, there are aspects of that energetic that you attach to and you feel them. You absolutely feel them. You have ability to blend with that energy, draw power and insight and wisdom from it, and share the insight and wisdom that you get from those energies with people around you. You have been one who Gosh, you've had lifetimes where you basically listen to the wind and were able to give advice as far as what direction the tribe was supposed to move in. You have been, it's really interesting, you've been a whale rider. You are so in tune with nature, it's unbelievable. And sometimes, often actually, you prefer to be one with nature as opposed to around humans who are very complicated and often but not always devious, and they often are not as honest and upfront and open as the nature aspects of life are. So that you don't it appears that you don't like huge groups. You prefer smaller groups. You really, when you're looking for solace, when you're looking for places to go to sort of defrag your brain, you find that kind of peace in nature. I want to take you back especially to a lifetime in the Pacific Northwest. It's in Canada, you know, probably quite far up there, more towards the western section of it. You were a wind whisperer. In other words, you got your spiritual insight and wisdom from the wind. It's almost as though the etheric spirits were giving you information, and it resonated and awakened information within you from the wind. Listening to the wind for you is amazing. And if you have never sat and just listened to it as it rustled the leaves, or listened to it as it whistled in a cold winter's night, yet you get great insight and inspiration. And for you, nature is your muse. Nature will inspire you. It will inspire you in creative endeavors. It will inspire you in understanding and opening yourself up to the challenges that come your way as a human entity this particular lifetime. It is what gives you the inspiration to move you forward and understand the challenges that are coming your way. You have an amazing amount of insight, and I would certainly encourage you to not only develop it, but allow it to sort of blend into your physical reality and make life richer on all levels for you. You have great strength. You are sought after by lots of people for your wisdom, for the security, for the stability that you radiate. And you are absolutely a gift to everybody who knows you. Sometimes you're not understood. Sometimes people think you may be a little strange. And sometimes you may even think you don't belong here on this planet at this point in time. But you do. And you chose to come here, and you chose to share your energies with humanity. And you are absolutely a gift to all of us. Okay, Grant, yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was wonderful, Barbara. It's weird because I was totally zoned out. I've got a young man just stepped in front of me, and I've been having a conversation with him in the background here. Now, I'm going to say this to you, Clarissa. Then you're going to have to think back to this, darling, because I've got a young man here that is absolutely sopping wet in front of me. He's actually got his shirt off. He passed before his time, and it was quite a tragic event. He has knowledge of you as a friend or through a friend here, and he's actually saying to me here that you need to pass on the message. I actually feel that there was some not right energy with the energy of his passing, so there was something that wasn't right within his death. It wasn't a natural passing. Can you understand, thinking back, darling, of a guy that was either found in water, or there was something about the energy of a guy that went missing? Do you understand about this?
No, I can't say that I do.
Right. I'm getting the name Mark here, okay?
Okay, yep. I don't know why he's wet, but yes, Mark is my brother.
Right. I don't know why that is. Who's that?
My brother.
Okay, so he obviously comes through Mark. So can you ask Mark about this information when we come away, okay? Because he's talking about Mark and Mark over here. And he says to me about something about he wasn't quite with it at the time. So I feel like there was influence of alcohol or drugs around the energy of his life or where he was at that time. But I do very much know that there was this feeling like something wasn't right within the energy of his passing. Is that suicide? Is that something around the energy or his life was taken very tragically? Yes, I feel that. But there was an uncertainty around the energy of what was caused by his death. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I understand. I just don't understand why he's wet. But maybe it's because it's summer and he likes to swim.
it, It could well be that's the case, because he looks like he's just got out of the water. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's actually dripping wet. He hasn't got a shirt on, but he's got a very good physique on him. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this man looks to me like he would be average height, around about 5'9", 5'10". I feel like he's got, I'm looking at him, he's got dark, short, dark hair.
Yep.
And I know that when I go to the energy of this man, I feel like he's taking me back only to around about 2003, 2004. That could be the time of his passing, but he's giving
right.
me that energy. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yep, 2003.
Thank you, because he's showing me that. And he says to me here that I take responsibility for my passing. So was, or he put his own
yes,
self into
it
jeopardy.
It was a suicide.
Thank you, because I know that that's something that he's very... Oh, okay. So why he's dripping wet, I do not know, because I'm actually seeing a rope here now. Did he hang himself, darling?
No, uh-uh.
Right, so he's giving me just a suicide sign, okay? He's just letting me know that it was like a suicide. Do you understand what I mean? Now,
yes.
the influence of drug, alcohol, whatever that was, do you understand this?
Yes, he was on drugs when it happened.
Bless your heart. Okay. Now, he wants to let you know that, can, and I don't know, that can, is there any way that your brother can still contact his mother?
I don't know. I think that my whole family is pretty turned off to...
Okay, now I understand.
Spirit world.
Sometimes this very much happens, and it does happen that these spirits come through and they basically want to get a message over to their family, and you're the weakest link to get there. Do you understand what I mean? Or the strongest
sure.
link with its capacity. Now, I will say to you, what he is saying to me, he likes you quite a bit, so there's a cheeky character about him.
Oh, I love him too.
And he likes you a lot, and he felt like very close to you in life. He does talk to me about where you are situated love-wise, and he does say to me here that you ain't having much luck at the moment, are you?
I don't feel like I am, that's for sure.
No, he's saying that he's not. Now, I'm going to ask you this, darling. Who was the black girl? He's just shown me a black girl, but I don't know who that is, but I felt like it was somebody he knew.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Okay, just think about it, Clarissa, because he's showing it to me. It's somebody else that I feel like it's somebody that would be recognised, and they're on this side of life. And also, I'm going to give you this. I don't even know why I'm giving it to you. Would you have any connection to Louisiana?
No, not that I know of.
Then who is Louise?
I'm not sure.
Okay, hold that name and then remember the black girl, because that could be her name. I thought he said Louisiana, but he said no, it's Louise. Okay, so I just got that energy from him. I will say to you here as well, are you driving at the moment, darling?
No, I have the air conditioner on. If you hear that.
No. I didn't mean driving as in the car at the moment, but do you drive, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Right, you're changing your vehicle?
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Have you got a very lightish coloured vehicle?
Yeah, it's blue.
Right, is it very light metallic blue?
Yes.
You're going to get the dark one, he's telling me. He's putting a new bunch of keys in your hand. Now, would you understand where there's some work got to be done on your car?
Yes, I do need to work. I need to get it maintenanced.
There's something he's trying to tell me here that may well influence you to change the vehicle, okay? It might be forced upon you. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I have that feeling when you said that.
Okay, who's Doug? Dougie? Doug?
I don't know. Doug.
Ask your brother who Doug is. Doug, Dougie, Doug. Because he keeps giving me Doug, okay? What I will say to you here as well, because he's giving me this very quickly to you, he says that you need to talk to family. You need to
okay.
talk to your family. Do you understand what I mean? This is for you now, not for him.
Oh, okay.
That there's something around the energy of, and I want to go around female. So are you not having problems with either a mother or a sister at the moment?
No, I'm not really having problems with them. No.
then there is a reason why you need to talk to the one of the females in your family. So they may be a bit low in their energy, so I feel like you need to put your energy in there. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And it does say to me here as well, I almost feel like I want to put you back into a college at the moment. So are you looking at relearning something at the moment?
Well, I'm always looking at learning. I love learning.
Ah. Right, because I feel like there's this learning. And I've got to say to you as well, he's got a little dog with him, this guy.
Aw.
There's a little dog beside him.
Yeah, we had dogs as a family.
You had the dog. Was it like a brown, tanny-looking color?
Well, it was, we've had a few. And
right,
it was like the families.
I've got a little brown, tan dog here. It looks a bit like a terrier type. You understand what I mean?
A little schnauzer.
Yeah, it didn't look like
a
schnauzer. No, it didn't look like a schnauzer, because they're more grey. This looked like a brown, tanny-looking dog. A bit like a Yorkshire Terrier, but it wasn't a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, maybe his girlfriend had one like that.
Okay, bear with me. Who's Emily? Emma?
I don't know.
He's giving it to me. Hold on to the names. But he's the one that wanted to come through today. So I know that he's very much wanting to let people know that he's fine on the other side. He does say, I won't use that language, what he just used, but he just said I was a bit of a beep for putting myself into that energy. But he does take responsibility for his passing. He is fine. He does say to me here that it wasn't long ago, 2003, but he does say to me here that for him, it wasn't the first time he actually went through this process of putting himself onto the other side. So he tried to do it a few times.
I see. You said that I needed to talk to my mom, or he wanted to talk to my mom. Is there a message to tell her?
Well, the feeling was is that you needed to go into, it felt like your mum's energy. And he said to me, like, it felt like you needed to be around her. Is she quite low at the moment in her life?
She has been for quite a while.
Is that around the energy of where she feels quite lonely, where there's a distance of love for herself?
Yes.
Right, that's the reason why. I feel like she needs some time with her daughter. I feel like she needs people around her. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Twins in the family, darling.
Well, they might be coming. I'm not sure.
Okay,
we don't have
twins
now. No.
Right, then who's the Gemini?
Oh.
Because if they haven't got twins now, they're showing me the Gemini, the person who would be the Gemini.
We don't have a Gemini in the family.
Then remember the twins, then.
Okay.
Because they'll always give me a sign and symbol of something that you may have to remember, okay?
Okay.
And also, very quickly, darling, this is weird. Did you talk about having, or did you have braces on your teeth?
No, I never did have braces.
Is there something that you've got to have done with, or you talked about
I've been thinking that I need to get braces.
Feel like I'm putting them on you, and it feels like you're saying to me, go and do it, because you'll regret it otherwise. And there's something about if I go over to one side of your mouth, that there's two teeth there that don't feel like they sit right for you.
Right. Exactly.
Do you understand that?
Yep. Yeah, I smashed my face.
Okay, and he's saying you'll feel a lot happier for that. He said you've got a beautiful smile. He said, but don't let yourself down.
Okay, I'll put that on my agenda then.
I've been not having that there. He was
very much...
I know that he wasn't direct family, but I know this is a man that desperately wanted to get a message across to his loved ones. Please, if you can, if you do get the opportunity, tell Mark that he come through today so he can pass the messages on to all his friends.
Oh, he is Mark.
Oh, he's Mark, is he?
That's what I thought. His name is Mark?
Yeah, Mark. He's giving me Mark.
Yeah. That would be his name, my brother, in this lifetime, who died in 2003.
There you go. Did he have a motorbike connection as well?
A what connection?
He used to love the motorbikes.
I'm sure he did, but he never had one. Yeah,
no,
he wanted to get a motorcycle, actually.
You know, like motocross. You know, like street bikes. You know, motocross bikes.
Oh. No, well, actually, he would go riding with his friends on one.
Right, because I don't know much about motocross, but there used to be a very, very big star years ago called Ricky Johnson, and he was a motocross, and he still was stunts in the air in the big stadiums. He's showing me him. So there was some passion for watching motocross and wanting to be either wanted the bike or he's talking about it. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Hold on to it. Hold that thought. Ask the questions, okay? Because I feel like he wants to send love over to his mother. Your mother.
Okay.
Okay? I'll leave his love with you, darling. God bless.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks for calling, Clarissa.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, Grant, we don't have a lot of time left, so I'm going to let you take Kate, and I will just step back and let you fly. Kate, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Terrific. This is Grant, and he's going to let you have it.
All right.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Kate. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Kate, love your energy, darling. Again, feels to me like you've had a bit of a rocky ride through life, bless your heart. I am getting the energy here of somebody very, very spiritual, though. Does that make sense to you, darling?
It could be a few of them that I'm thinking
of. Yeah, yeah. You're starting to open up is what they're telling me here. You're starting to realize that this is very, very interesting. I wouldn't say you're working with it at the moment, but your interest has been very much there over the last year. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, they're coming to me in my dreams, but
brilliant.
Not when I'm awake, not through meditation or anything like that.
That's fine. That's fine, because you're still in that opening process, and that can take a little while. They're saying here, look, go with the flow. Don't try and push it or want it and need it, because spirit work with us and not the other way around. So basically,
They'll
know when you're ready and what level you're at to be able to come in and push that energy forward. I do feel very much at the moment, they're showing me building blocks. So actually what they're doing is just building you up to the process of where you actually feel confident enough to start feeling that energy coming in on an awake process. So you are awakening yourself, basically, is what they're saying to me here. Now, one big critical energy going back here. Now, I want to take you back where, 12 years ago. They're taking me back where there was quite a big loss in the family for you. So is that grandparent, is that parent? I do feel that it's a female that passed. If I go back 12
That's
years,
my mom.
you had a major loss, yes?
Yes, my mom.
Thank you, darling, because that's when you really started to change. And that's, believe it or not, 12 years ago is when you actually started to open. The process started, and it normally is the way. So you started to connect. Did you feel much that even though this last year you've been opening up, do you feel over that 12-year period you started to really wanted to understand what that was about? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it before she died. Like when she had cancer, I knew that she was going to
absolutely.
Die.
So. Now, don't give me too much information, babe, because there was a long process for your mum building up to that death. So there was a long drawn out, she says to me, process leading up to that. So she had quite an area of struggle with the cancer. Does that make sense to you?
Well, when we found
she
out,
knew about it
3 years
before. Oh. Sorry, she knew about it 3 years before?
It was quick, like 4 months. She died in just a matter of
3 months,
month.
Was it?
Yes.
She's giving me three before, okay? So I
yes.
think she's talking about it was like, even through that 3 months, honey, do you understand how it felt like a long process?
Yes.
Right, because she gives me the feeling of like three before, And then she said to me, like, it was like a long, lengthy process. What she did say to me here is, like, thank you. I don't know if that's lymphoma, but, like, you know where it goes to the lymph gland? Underneath
when it
the
what?
Arm? You know,
oh,
where
yes,
you get, like,
yes,
a tumor underneath the, onto the lymphoma glands underneath,
yes,
the arm?
The lymph nodes, yes.
Yeah, that's it. It went there. But she had tumors all over. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Also, did she talk about, like, pains down in the groin?
No, she didn't talk about that.
Right, because she's giving me this pain that feels like it's right at the top of the leg. So I don't know if there was something going on there. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right, and I felt like, she, just to let you know, she's fine now, okay? She said, all that pain is gone. It's what I just experienced in the physical body. She says, I am fine. Now, she is saying to me here that she's sorry. Now, I'm going to ask her the reasons why she's saying sorry. She says that she felt that she wanted to be closer to you in life at stages. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
And she's saying to me here, I wasn't there as much as I should have been, and I was a bit cantankerous.
Yes.
Do you understand me? She said, but I did
love
you, and I do love you.
Yeah, I think she was unhappy. Yeah, I think she was unhappy with other things, and that just affected everybody.
It did, but she is saying to me here, it's not because I didn't love, it's just because of my own stuff. And she says here as well that if I go back, and I don't mess with your father, but there was an energy here where she felt like she lost love long before her passing. Do you understand what I mean by that?
An energy that she lost before her passing?
Yeah, like lost love. Either your mum and dad split up, or there was an energy where she felt...
Oh, they should have. They should have split up. Their marriage
is gone. Right, because there was an energy
gone.
Of lost love.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. So she had a hard time accepting the energy of where your father was. Does that make sense within that love aspect?
Absolutely.
Right, and she says to me here that she understands him. She understands him more now, being on the other side. And she's sending love to your father. So your father's still here, yes?
Yes, he's going through some health issues right now, so that makes sense.
That would make total sense, and that's why she's around him. She did love him very dearly. She understands why that energy wasn't as right as where it should have been all them years ago. But she does say to me, within that energy, there was a love there. Now, would you understand also that there would be family abroad, darling? Did you have family abroad?
Yeah, most of us were spread out all around the world.
Absolutely, because she's put in this energy of a large family, but across the water. And she says to me here as well that she wants to take you, like, to Indonesia. So was there family over that way?
New Zealand.
Right. She remember Indonesia, because I feel like there was part of family over there as well, okay?
Okay.
So she's taking you there. Have you thought about Indonesia or going there?
My brother has, actually, thinking about that for work.
Right, okay, because she's given it to somebody. I don't know if it was you or whatever, but I felt like somebody's going there around you. I will give you this as well. I will give you this as well. There's this feeling like there's also a name of somebody that had the name of a flower. So it'd be like Lily, Rose, Violet. And that would be like a grandmother feel. I feel like they're over there with her.
Yeah. Both of mine are there, so, yes.
Okay, brilliant. Now, I will say to you, coming back to you very quickly, because I know we've only got a short period of time for this, that I do feel for you that you're a bit frustrated within your living area. There's something that needs sorting out. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I want to move to a different state.
You do, don't you? And she says to me here that at the moment you feel like you want to do it, either that's financial or stuff that needs to be sorted out where you're living at the moment is holding you back. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah, moving is expensive.
Right. She says to me here, by the time we get to May, June time of next year, that's where the start of the transition starts to happen. It doesn't mean to say you will transition at that point, but it does mean to say that you'll start to feel the influence of it, either you know where you're at by that time. Now, I do feel that you're flying, so it's quite a distance. Are you going across country?
Well, I always like to travel, but I don't want really, and I'm not planning on moving that far. But different states, so I would definitely fly
right,
there.
I'm going to give you this as well. She just showed me, not somewhere you're going to move to, but she showed
me. Oh, I see.
She showed me the lights of Vegas.
Huh?
Do you understand that?
No. Sounds fun, but no, I don't have any plans.
Remember the lights of Vegas. It could just be a destination that you travel to, but I feel like the
bright
lights of Vegas. So I feel like this is something where you're going to have and what you're going to have coming up. I will say this as well. She just said to me, and it's something you know about, so it's not something to worry about. She said to me, don't forget the appointment or the appointment at the doctor's or the hospital or whatever that is.
Okay.
There's something that you know you need to do. And it's nothing major. It's something you already know about or you have forgotten about.
Okay.
And I want to go back about 2 months, 2.5 months ago, where you would have either thought about it or knew about it or something around that time.
Okay.
And it feels like a blood test.
Like the previous caller, I've been feeling like low in iron or just low. I just want to get everything checked out. I'm feeling a little low energy.
Right. Did you feel that two and a half months ago?
Yes.
Right, she's letting you know something about blood pressure. Nothing to worry about. Just feels like you need to just basically have it checked. That's all. Nothing to worry about, though, darling. I'm going to leave Mum's love with you. She's a lovely soul. I do feel that she's more accepting and more coming forward than she might have been in life from time to time.
Yes. Yeah,
but she puts
her hand up. The youngest child.
Not a very particularly tall woman again. Very dark, sort of curly, wavy hair.
That's exactly, yeah.
There she's standing right in front of me, Doug.
Great.
Okay,
thank you so much. So sorry, but our time is up.
Okay.
So thanks for calling, Kate.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Grant, thank you so much. I so appreciate your fighting the computer and getting back on. You have made a totally joyful, wonderful show, and I'm so glad and flattered that you shared your time with us. So we will see if we can get you back.
It was an absolute pleasure, Barbara. As I always say, your shows are higher energy, and it always makes it easier to work with spirit.
Oh, absolutely. No, I am blessed by spirit for sure when it comes to, cues and chat rooms. The people always have such a beautiful energy, and I think coming into August now, the shows are all going to be from 4 to 6, so that hopefully we can get more people in here and spread the joy some more. But thanks again. I so appreciate it. I know it's tough for you to fit us into your schedule, and I so appreciate the fact that you do.
Pleasure, darling. Everybody needs to get hold of me. I'm on Facebook. That's Grant Collier, C-O-L-Y-E-R. And they can also contact me at www.grantcollier.co.uk.
Absolutely. And I will make sure that's posted so that any slackers can pick it up, too. So thanks again, Grant. Take care now.
Many blessings. God bless.
And thank you, everyone. It's been a great show. I've had a wonderful time, as I always do. And we'll be back next Monday. And this Wednesday, we have Lynn Buss on, and he's an amazing man, and you might want to stop by and listen to him. He's going to be talking about cosmology and numerology, and he's fascinating. You might learn something or two. Take care and have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.